Karen, a good place to start is the under-21s. It was a new tournament, although I suppose it was more a case of game time and a bit of experience ahead of the season.
Yeah, it was. And I think it was kind of a long time coming, that kind of tournament. Camden and I, as Super League coaches, organised the Next Generation Super League last year because we just felt a need. There was a bit of a gap between those players who were fully-fledged Super League players and the ones really trying to get into Super League, and how could they push themselves and show what they're capable of. So England Netball took it over and turned it into an under-21 competition. So it was just really good to see that level of player, that are kind of really fringe Super League players and will hopefully push through this season a bit more, all competing under the one roof. So it was a real success.
All franchises have obviously got a busy couple of weeks. At this point, how pleased are you to be continuing the working and coaching partnership with Olivia again?
Yeah, really excited. I mean, Liv and I go back a really long way to somewhere around 1994 or something when we first played England under-18s together. So we've known each other for such a long time. We played in the mid-court together for what feels like donkey's years for England. And that was one of the really nice things about coming back to Loughborough to coach after having a long stint at Mavericks, was to reform that partnership. We have a lot of respect for each other and we are really good at bouncing ideas off each other but still challenge each other as well. So, yeah, really pleased. You know, she's had the birth of her first child at the end of last season. And so she'll be kind of had a bit of maternity leave and be ready and raring to go for this season.
And the decision to bring Maggie from Jets, what's she going to bring? Is it the defence speciality?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Maggie played in the circle defence and on wing defence as well for England for many years. I think gained about 63 caps, which is a pretty good stint. And it was twofold, really. One, we wanted to add to our coaching team. I think just a level of commitment from a coaching perspective as well as a playing perspective that you have to give at Super League level. It was, you know, we wanted just to add to our coaching team, different skill set, different personality type as well. And for that to then transcend down to the players as well, because, you know, the more professional the league gets, the more demanding it gets, the more the players need as well. So they need different coaches to bounce off. But also, I was pretty upset that Jets didn't get a franchise again. The Yorkshire region's huge. It produces a huge amount of talent. There's a couple of coaches there in Anna Carter and Maggie Birkinshaw that were all of a sudden just without franchises. So, you know, we had the need probably for a circle defensive specialist, and it just seemed a really good opportunity to keep Maggie involved in the domestic coaching structure in England, and also it's a massive benefit for our franchise as well.
Now, I mean, last season you had this mix of youth, the likes of Amma just being Amma, and peace, overall enthusiasm towards the game. Were you disappointed with your overall position?
100% disappointed. I think despite having some, you know, I think in the early part of the season there was a lot of excitement, and rightly so, with the type of signings that we had. So Amma, Jade, Sasha, Kadeen, those calibre of players coming across, as well as the imports in Peace and Joe Tripp, and then the, you know, retaining a lot of the core of our talented Lightning players. I think it was, you know, there was a lot of promise. And I think despite some of the early setbacks, you know, Sasha's ACL injury and then obviously Jade heading over to Adelaide Thunderbirds, I was still confident as a coach and so were the players that we could still continue to push for the top four. And I think it was just a really inconsistent season. There were games where we played really, really well and, you know, I think we had a one-goal win against Storm. We, you know, pushed Thunder and Mavs and teams like that right to the limit, and then some disappointing losses as well. And I think we were our own worst enemy, really, in terms of inconsistency. But I was a bit disappointed at the end that the kind of the collective parts of the team just didn't actually operate well enough together.
This season as well, we'll see Wasps, Stars and Sirens. What have you made of the lineups that they've announced so far?
Yeah, pretty strong so far, you know, particularly Wasps, I think. And, you know, they have to, obviously, they want to make their mark on the Super League straight away, which is understandable. And they've got a blank sheet of paper to work from. So it's not overly surprising that they've managed to attract some big names. And, you know, I think they'll be a force to be reckoned with in the league. I think it's, you know, it's a challenge for the existing franchises to compete with the new franchises, both financially and from a and kind of an excitement wow factor, because we've been around for a while and players know what we're all about, whereas some of the new franchises, they're a little bit unknown. So for some players, that might be exciting. But I think, you know, I think they'll, you know, despite how disappointed I am with the exclusion of Jets, I think hopefully they'll add something different to the league. And I think that's what's kind of building the anticipation for the fans, the players, where all the players going to go, what's the league going to look like, who's going to look the strongest team on paper, is that going to translate onto the court? So, yeah, it's making for a good build-up.
I mean, you played the game at this kind of level. Is it a case of I'm going to give it a fresh challenge with one of these new franchises?
Yeah, I think it depends on the players. I think we're now entering an era where players can be paid a little bit to play, and I think it's no secret that the newer franchises appear to probably have a little bit more funding and backing than some of the older franchises, particularly some of us who are either university-based, where there's a finite amount of funding, or kind of self-funded, like the likes of Thunder and Mavericks and teams like that. So I think that's one attraction for the players, which is understandable because you want to make a living and you want to focus as much of your time as possible on playing. And then I think the other is the unknown, so the excitement of starting something fresh and having a fresh challenge. And then for some others, it might be the slightly different coaching setup. So I think it's different for every single player. And it's just, yeah, it's just fascinating to see the decisions people are making and why they're making them and how it'll all pan out in the end.
And as a coach, I expect it'll be quite difficult not to take this personally.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I think as long as you've got, as a coach, I mean, my opinion is as long as you've got really good kind of ethics and morals in the way you deal with your players, that you'll hopefully receive the same back from them. And, you know, I've had many conversations with players who are either thinking of having a new challenge or want to try something elsewhere. And for me, it's just about having that open discussion with the player, and, you know, and I will support them wholeheartedly if they go about it the right way. And on the whole, I think the majority of players have done that, and I think you've got to have a really thick skin as a coach. And if you are confident that you are producing a really good program, the coaching's good, the setup's good, then you can hold your head high and know that your program will still be sustainable. You know, it is tough when you've probably maybe not got the same level of financial support to give to the players, but I think that's just life, that's just sport moving into a professional era, and you've got to nail the rest of your program so that actually there's other things other than just the financial reward that players will come and play for you and your club for.
Sara's going to be a big loss to the UK game. You've played over there, so what are the kind of differences you'll see and experience?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really, really pleased with someone like Sara, because I think she's been overlooked overseas for many years, and I don't think people have really recognised the calibre of player that she is over there. And I think she's one of the best centres in the world, and I think she's added so much to the Super League, so she'll be a huge loss. But I think over there, I think we're getting there in terms of the quality of our training and support services that we offer for all the players, and I don't think there would be much to differentiate between the coaching standards as well. But I think it's just they've pushed ahead slightly from a professionalism point of view, so the players over there can focus pretty much all of their time on training and resting and recovering. So the quality of what each player can give is just that little bit higher, and just the amount of financial backing over there is greater. So how the players are looked after, how they're treated, particularly in New Zealand, is a big thing, because netball is really popular. It's up there with rugby union, and the Silver Ferns players are known over there. If you walk into a shop, you're recognised. So it's a little bit different, and I think Sara deserves that kind of experience. But I think it'll be a big loss for the league, the number of players that are going out there this year.
I mean, I suppose in a way it's a bit like what Wasps are trying to do with the relationship with the rugby team as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, the benefit of that is just the increased funding that they've got because of being backed by such a big brand and such an established brand like Wasps, that have all the infrastructure and the financial backing that they've had for many years competing in the Rugby Premiership. So, you know, there are massive advantages to that. And I think some of us established Super League teams that are maybe attached to universities or operated in a different way are really having to figure out ways in which we can be commercially sustainable moving forward. So whether that's finding bigger commercial backing or linking with other sports teams, I think that's the challenge that will start to emerge for each franchise over the next few years.
Are you on top of who's moved where at the minute? I was until about last Thursday, and then it's just all gone crazy again.
Yeah, exactly. I think because it's similar in Australia and New Zealand as well, I think I described it as somebody's just dropped a hand grenade in the middle of world netball and it's exploded a little bit. And I think it'll take until the 18th of October when everybody's registration has to be in. That's the final date where you can sign players. I think it'll take up until then, until it kind of calms down a little bit and we can get on with pre-season and start working with the 12 players and any training partners that you have and spend 3 or 4 months focusing on the season. But yeah, I'm kind of just about on track, but I think there are a lot of kind of murmurings in the background, and I think there'll be a lot more signings appear over the next few weeks.
Well, all teams are playing this massive game of chess with each other, so you don't need to tell me any names, but have you got any surprises in the next couple of days?
I don't think any huge surprises. I think there are some additions to our team which we're hoping to get out within the next week to 10 days, which would be great. But I think for me, one of the valuable lessons from last season, both from my own experience as a coach, but also from the success of Storm, and probably, you know, there's probably a number of reasons why they were successful and managed to lift the title again. But I think it was the consistency in their squad. And actually, they might not have had the 7, 12, 15 collective best players in the country. I mean, they have had some outstanding players, but I think the amount of years that group of players with only very small, subtle changes had stayed together, I think was really telling. So for me, that's been one of the things that I've really tried to think about and focus on this year, is having a reasonable amount of continuity so you can actually build those relationships that you've already worked on over the last few years, and then add a few players in that you feel are really going to add value to the franchise, but also to the culture of your squad as well.
Loughborough is obviously a special place for you. You graduated from there, and while you were there, you got your first call up for England. How important is it to you, and has it played in your career?
Yeah, it's played a massive part. I mean, when I started at Loughborough in something like 96, which is sounds a long, long time ago now.
No, surely it was. Not.
Surely not. It was, it was a place to go for sport and for netball. And I think, now there are so many other options for players around the country. But I still think we've got one of the best full-time netball programs in the country that's already established. And when I went back, it was a combination of the fact that my husband and I had relocated up there, but also the challenge excited me a little bit, because I think Loughborough had underperformed for quite a few seasons in the Super League, and I wanted to see if I could revitalise the programme there, and that's definitely happened, and I think the progress over the last couple of years has shown that. But I'm really keen to get it back into being a top four competitive team, and hopefully at some point win the Super League title. I still have very small nightmares about the first ever Super League season when I did play for Loughborough Lightning. It was my 1 year I played for them. And we kind of lost our first kind of playoff by a goal in extra time. And then we went into a second chance Sunday playoff to get into the final and lost that in extra time. So I honestly believe that year we should have won the Super League, or we had the potential to, and it never quite happened. So I'm hoping to kind of put to bed some of those demons and eventually take Loughborough back up to the top of the pile.
And youth and camps is obviously important. How good's the standard locally?
Yeah, I think it's a challenge for Loughborough and the East Midlands, and there isn't a huge competitive league structure in the East Midlands, and I think that's what we lack a little bit, which is what's telling with the success of Thunder and Mavericks and Storm, is that, you know, London and the North West are huge hotbeds for talent, and I think it's because of the club structure and the amount of youth leagues and teenage leagues, adult leagues that go on, and how much they can pit themselves against each other week in, week out. So we have to try and kind of counteract that, because there isn't that in the East Midlands. So we're working really hard to create a better pathway, and the East Midlands region are doing a great job over the last couple of years. And then the programme at the university is attracting more students to come and study there in the hope of playing Super League as well. So it's a slow process, but one that's already been kick-started in the last couple of years, and hopefully we'll carry on.
Right, I've got to ask you, Karen, playing for the country and winning the Commonwealth medals doesn't get much better than that, does it?
No, it doesn't. And I think I had a fantastic England career, and I was really pleased with it. I think I would have loved to have won medals that weren't of the colour bronze, and I'm sure the current England squad, that's what they're pushing towards at the minute, to get that a little bit higher. But I had an extremely successful and fulfilling England career, and I think one of the reasons for me continuing in a coaching role is to give back a little bit, and I want to help, as well as be successful at Super League level, which is what drives me every single week from a franchise perspective. It's actually seeing some of those players that come through your programme progress and get to that standard as well and experience what I had. So although the success of Loughborough Lightning last season from a Super League perspective didn't quite go to plan, I think there's some real positives in the likes of Nat Panagari and Hannah Joseph getting their first England caps, getting call-ups into the full-time programme and going on tour. So that's quite pleasing as well from a coaching perspective.
And I mean, in some of those sides, you played with some of the England greats, although I'm not going to ask you about them because they're bound to hear this. So name some of the best players that you've had the pleasure of playing against.
Oh, gosh.
There you go.
That's a really tough question. I think Australia seemed to have this like line of wing defences that are just unbelievably hard to play against. So there was a player called Selena Gilsonen who played for Australia in the early days that I was playing, and it was just the most torrid time playing against her. And Monia Gerrard used to go out onto the wing as well, so it'll be great to see her in the Super League from a coaching perspective. But she used to float between goal defence and wing defence, and she was always an unbelievably fierce competitor. So yeah, I'd say any of those Aussie wing defences were an absolute nightmare to play against.
I've said hi to Tracy a few times, but it's easy to say you're the first MBE that I've ever spoken to, and in honour of this, I'm actually wearing a tie.
So are you?
I'll send you the picture later.
I'm very honoured.
How much of an honour was this?
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit surreal, to be honest. I wasn't quite expecting it. And when the letter comes through the post and it's all kind of rubber stamped and all of that kind of stuff, you kind of have to reread it a few times to actually believe it. But it was brilliant. I think it was, just kind of hopefully testament to the length of time I played in the England squad, which was 15 years, and the number of caps, and then getting into coaching and all of those kind of things. So, and the day itself was fantastic, not just for me, but also for my family, because my parents, who are from Wigan in the northwest, came down, went to Buckingham Palace. It was just a brilliant day. And, for me, it felt like their faith in me, their taxi service, their financial contribution had all been rewarded as well. And also for the wider sport of netball to be recognised, that was really exciting. So, but hopefully we'll see many more. I think, Jade Clark can't be too far away from having a visit to the Palace with, breaking the all-time England caps record as well.
Lightning have got this strong alumni. What do you reckon it is about the place?
I think there is something special about the university and the fact that it's one campus, everything's on the one campus. You can get so easily from the netball training centre to the gymnasium, which is one of the best gymnasiums in the country, to having sports massage, to having physiotherapy, to accessing any support services. It's if a netball player, if an athlete wants to achieve their dreams and be in the best place possible to do so, then, it's just made really easy for you at Loughborough. And I think the players that have come through there, so myself, Olivia, Jade, Amma, Joe Harton, I think have all experienced that, and it's kind of set them up really nicely for what life as a professional athlete or an elite netballer is all about.
And I just have to ask you before I go, did you manage to get back on court since Tamsin's testimonial, where you totally bossed it back in January.
That was my the last time I have played. I have not played since then, and that was the first time I'd played for about 4 years. So no, I haven't. I put the netball trainers firmly back in the cupboard. But it was so much fun to do that and to play with people that I'd enjoyed playing with for many years and thought probably I'd never play with again. I was absolutely exhausted and ached for days afterwards, but yeah, it was great fun. It was great fun.
And finally, how excited are you ahead of the season?
I'm really excited about the season. I think we've got some, you know, we'll have some player signings over the next few weeks, which will be exciting. Some new faces, but some really familiar Lightning faces, which I'm really excited to build on from the last couple of years. And yeah, we're hoping to have a fantastic showcase event this year. So that's something for Lightning fans to get excited about, potentially in a bigger arena as well this year. So there's lots of work going on behind the scenes, and I can promise the Lightning fans that there'll be another kind of competitive season ahead for Lightning.